And with just 6 days until the election, the presidential candidates continue to make their final bids for voters across the country. Hillary Clinton is campaigning today in the Southwest with stops in Las Vegas and in Tempe, Arizona. Donald Trump is making his way through Florida with stops in Miami, Orlando, and Pensacola. Yesterday, he spoke to a fired-up crowd in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, where he reiterated his call to repeal and replace Obamacare before going on the offensive against Clinton.
Real change also means restoring honesty to our government. As you know, the FBI has reopened its investigation into Hillary Clinton. This is the biggest scandal since Watergate. And now it's been reported that there are FBI inquiries probing virtually all of Hillary Clinton's inner circle. She wants to blame everyone else.
They're chanting, lock her up, lock her up. Hillary Clinton made her own stops in Florida yesterday. In Sanford, she talked about gun violence and national security, but her main message, get out and vote.
So here's what I'm asking, please. Do everything you can between now and when the polls close to make a difference. Donald Trump's strategy is to get women to stay home, young people to stay home, people of color to stay home. That's more than half the population. But it's all part of his scorched earth campaign, and it goes against everything we stand for. So do you know the best way to stop him? By showing up and voting and getting the biggest turnout in history.
Both Bill Clinton and Tim Kaine, the vice presidential candidate, canceled their events in Des Moines, Iowa today after two fatal shootings of police in the area. The suspect, 46-year-old Scott Michael Green of Urbandale, is in custody, according to officials. He's believed to have acted alone in killing the officers in what's been described as an ambush-style attack. Sergeant Paul Parizic of the Des Moines Police Department pointed out that this is not a first for police this year.
You look around the nation, we're not the first ones that this have happened to. It's definitely something that's happened in other cities, other communities have had to deal with this. We absolutely did not think that it was going to happen here. It's always something that's in our back of our mind. We try to be as vigilant as we possibly can as we go about our business.
Joining us now from Des Moines with the latest is Clay Masters of Iowa Public Radio. Clay, first of all, how did they find the suspect so quickly and where is he now?
Well, the suspect is in custody. They released information three or four hours after the initial shootings had happened, and he was apprehended in Dallas County, which is just west of here. We should say that the shootings happened at the first one was reported of shots fired at 1:06 local time in the morning outside of near a high school in Urbandale, which is a suburb that borders Des Moines. It's a small suburb. Then 20 minutes later, another officer in Des Moines, a Des Moines police officer, was shot and killed in his patrol car. These killings happened about 2 miles apart, and these were on some major roads, but they run through some pretty heavily residential neighborhoods.
And the suspect has a bit of a history. What do we know about him?
Scott Michael Green is 46 years old. He's a white man, and one thing that has been being reported about a lot is that authorities are investigating whether the suspect in these killings is tied to a man's removal from Urbandale High School, that high school that we mentioned, from their football stadium last month after the man claimed his Confederate flag was stolen by other spectators, police and school district officials have said.
What about the two police officers who were shot and killed? What do we know about them so far?
The police officers have been identified this morning the two police officers are Urbandale officer Justin Martin and then Des Moines police officer Anthony or Tony Bimineo. We know that Bimineo has a family and that Martin was single. And that's about all we know at this point.
And we're hearing about this as an ambush-style attack. You talked about the timing of it, but tell us more about what exactly happened.
So police responded to shots fired early this morning and found an Urbandale Police Department officer who had been shot from several agencies, had saturated after the shooting. They saturated the area, and about 20 minutes later had discovered that the Des Moines officer had also been killed. This is a quiet residential neighborhood, and it's pretty shocking. People are surprised, as you heard in the sergeant's remarks, that something like this could happen in a neighborhood in a town, that this kind of thing is very rare. The last time that there was a police officer killed in Des Moines was in 1977 by being with shots fired. So this is a rare thing. This is surprising much of the community.
And are police still looking for anybody else who may have had something to do with this?
At the most recent press conference, police had said that this is their only suspect in the case.
All right. Well, we will keep watching for the latest developments on that. That's Clay Masters of Iowa Public Radio joining us from Des Moines. Clay, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Jeremy. Yeah.